Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Happy Sunday, PJ Glasser, Denton Day with you. Final Sunday of February here on the BetQL Network. Sunday's bets. Got some live college basketball going on. South Florida up 43-33 on SMU. 17 minutes to go in the second half. Creighton's making a little bit of a run. They're down 7-51-44 to St. John's. And Maryland is just putting the foot on the pedal against Rutgers. 45-27, the Terps up on the Scarlet Knights. So my live bets, Creighton's the only one that's looking okay for me. Need SMU to make a little bit of a run. Rutgers just looks absolutely dead. Their offense is putrid. And that line movement, Denton, before the game, it looked like those people knew what they were doing betting the Terps today.
Somehow Rutgers defense, which is what they're known for, I feel like, in the Steve Peichel era of Rutgers basketball, just botched a triple team help, and it led to Juju Reese spinning for a dunk. That's like it's one of the more unthinkable things I've seen for a Steve Peichel coach team. How you let him split a triple team, one singular dude, split a triple team without dribbling the basketball, and it resulted in 2 points. The team has scored a whopping 7 points in 7 minutes. I thought they could not score any less than 18 points. And they won't. They'll eventually score as the half progresses.
I don't know.
But hot damn, PJ, they got me close.
Denton, I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, you know, what I'm watching right now, I don't know if they even cracked 10 points this half. We'll see. Absolute disaster. However, there is a lot to be excited about, though, for Rutgers basketball next year. They have two of the top players coming in the class. So, It might be a little bit of a struggle offensively for Rutgers this year, but next year they got two studs coming in. So certainly
I'm
could be
this game off. Is Creighton St. John's going better? Because I'm not watching Rutgers anymore.
Creighton St. John's, just from a watch perspective, is by far the best game right now. The pace up and down. St. John's looks really good. Like, this is what a Rick Pitino team looks like. They're playing. This is the best game I've seen them play in quite a while. They look really good today. Creighton's going to be an interesting team in the tournament. You know, I think their draw is going to be really important for them. Last year, I thought they got a really good draw. I'm looking at some of the mocks and some of the brackets for them. And, you know, in my head, I would kind of be like, ooh, I could see Creighton get to the Elite Eight. I could even see him maybe get into the Final Four. Obviously, we saw the potential against UConn on Wednesday, and when they're hitting their three-pointers, they are a really, really tough team to beat. But, yeah, St. John's looks really good today. Another team.
I'm mad, PJ. Hold on. I got to get this off my chest because I just flipped this game on. I hadn't seen it. You know how sometimes teams will they'll post their jerseys before games, right? Like, this is what we're wearing today. Everybody get hype. I don't know if St. John's is having like a whiteout of sorts. I mean, they play at the Garden, so I don't know if they would do like a full blown whiteout at Madison Square Garden. Like, I think they still play at the Garden, right?
They do. I think they do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I would have known Rick Pitino was going to be in all white suit, I would have bet St. John's. That dude looks like the Godfather on the sidelines. Had I been given that information, I would have hammered them. I didn't realize he was going to be walking like he had a fresh plate of chicken parm in the kitchen of a local Italian spot waiting for him. I had no idea. I would not. I wish that information was presented to me before I made this wager. You're not beating white suit Rick Pitino.
He's looking like Slick Rick today. Yeah, that white
suit
would have gone.
He's giving you the gobbledy and the goop.
Yeah, that handicap would have, that suit would have gone into the handicap. Maybe instead of being 2.5 point dogs, they would have been like 2.5 point favorites, according to Denton. I mean, the suit clearly that means a lot to the points.
6.5 point favorites. Well, yeah, you know, right, have you ever rocked a white suit before? That's like
never.
An insanely bold fashion choice to make. At the Garden, of all places.
Could never pull off a white suit. So, yeah, you're right. It's an impressive look to pull off. He's certainly doing that, and his team is playing really well today also. Dan, let's get into some NFL news. I want to get your thoughts on this. Eric Bieniemy is changing jobs yet again. He is leaving Washington after Dan Quinn brings in Cliff Kingsbury as his OC. He's going to head out to UCLA, and he is going to join the Bruins as an associate head coach and become their offensive coordinator out in Los Angeles this year. There were some rumors that when Bieniemy was going to move on with the Chiefs before he took the commander job, that maybe he would be the head coach for USC. That didn't work out, obviously, but now he is heading out to LA and he's going to be the OC for the Bruins. Did you like this pickup for UCLA? And for people listening, you obviously watch Commanders games very closely. You break it down every week on the air during the season. How do you think Bieniemy is going to be in college? Do you think his offense, especially with how much he wants to throw, and now you're going into the Big Ten with a lot of those teams that like to run the ball, lean on their defense, do you think that's going to be a good fit for UCLA when, you know, they might have to head to Evanston or they might have to head to Iowa City or Minneapolis in December?
Good fit is not the term that I would use for Eric Bieniemy in college. Like, Eric Bieniemy is known for what, PJ?
Offense.
He's kind of a hard ass.
Okay.
He yells a lot. Over the past, let's just say, 3 years, what is one thing that college athletes in general maybe don't like anymore and now have the power to do something about it? Being yelled at. You don't coach me the way I want to be coached. I am leaving. And that is that. I'm going to jump in the transfer portal and you'll see me again when wherever I end up plays the school that you are coaching at, right? So from that standpoint alone, I was stunned by this move because the one thing that he is really good at is yelling at people. That's one of the reasons why things didn't necessarily go great in Washington. There is a, I don't even think it's a thin line necessarily, PJ. I think it's a very big, bright, bold line on hard coaching and being a hard ass. I don't like, and Eric Bieniemy was way more on being obnoxious with the way that he yelled. And from what I've heard, downright demeaning at times, the way that he was coaching guys than just being your traditional hard coach. So I have, quite frankly, no idea how this is going to work, but I do struggle in breaking down the potential scenarios. I struggle to find a way where this is massively positive. Unless you have a quarterback that ends up just being God's gift to college football and God's gift to UCLA, I don't know if his offense is suited for college. Now, his offense that he tried to run in Washington is likely going to be way different than what he's going to attempt to run in UCLA just because of some of the parameters that he was given and trying to make Sam Howell look good and, you know, speed the development up and all of the nonsense that came with the Sam Howell saga in Washington. But I don't see a lot of ways where this is ultimately going to be looked at positively. Maybe the recruiting is the benefit because you have a guy that worked with Patrick Mahomes. And that's going to swing a lot of young guys who have grown up watching Patrick Mahomes. But outside of that, you're going to get yelled at playing for Eric Bieniemy, which college kids don't like getting yelled at. And his offense didn't work in the NFL. And I don't know if UCLA is going to have the kind of talent that it will make it work in college. So he's a West Coast guy. He knows the area. So congratulations to that. But this was stunning to me. I thought he was going to take a year off and then maybe join Kansas City in 2025. I don't know if this is going to be a long-term solution for UCLA.
I mean, do we even know really like what Bieniemy wants? Like, does Bieniemy even know what he wants? Does he ever want to be a head coach? Does he just
wants to be a head coach?
He does want to be a head coach. Okay.
He wants to be a head coach, but for whatever reason, there is something that does not click there. And it is to the point now where either he needs to make an adjustment with the way that he goes about things, which is, I mean, that is the answer. He needs to make an adjustment with the way that he goes about things because he is at times demeaning. That is something I've heard from multiple people around the organization here in Washington, and that doesn't fly anymore. It just doesn't. And you can say, well, he won championships in Kansas City. And that is true, but Kansas City has also won championships without him. So it's not like he was the wheel that was making that car move. The wheel wears number 15, and number 15, well, let me rephrase that. The wheel is 15, and the other wheel is a guy that really likes cheeseburgers, that stands on the sidelines, who has a mighty fine mustache. Those are the guys that moved that ship. So Bieniemy has success with winning organizations, but he has not proven that he himself is a key element of that success. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like, I know the guys in Kansas City love him, but that did not translate in Washington.
No, it certainly didn't. And, you know, Hal had some good moments, and the Commanders had some good moments offensively in games, but it's going to be interesting. Obviously, UCLA is trying to rebuild their program a little bit. No more Chip Kelly. You bring in kind of an unproven guy as head coach. You're moving conferences. I'm interested to see his style in the Big Ten, Denton. Like, obviously, the biggest topic of discussion with these West Coast schools going into the Big Ten, especially the LA schools, when you got to go play games in Northwestern, Iowa, Minnesota in late November, December, and you want to be these West Coast passing attacks, like, how is that game going to play late in the season? So, I mean, we'll see. We know Bieniemy's a guy who loves to throw the ball. Going to be interesting if he maybe changes his ways a little bit. And especially, you bring up a good point. Like, he's a hard ass, right? And he's been dealing with NFL players for most of his career. Now you got to deal with college kids who kind of want to be coddled in this era. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. So we'll see how that plays out. Also, some more NFL news. T. Higgins signed the franchise tag for Cincinnati. This was kind of expected, especially for me, Denton. I think since he's going to go all in one more year, they obviously paid Burrow. They still have to pay Chase. And I thought this is the way they would attack it, with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd both being free agents. There's no question in my mind Cincinnati's going to draft a wide receiver this upcoming year in the draft. It's just going to be a conversation of whether it's going to be in the first round, second round, third round, whatever it may be. But they're certainly going to draft one. And they're looking for Higgins' replacement because you can't pay T and you can't pay Chase and Burrow. There's just no world in which that happens. Certainly, they're not going to let Chase walk. So this is what I expected. You franchise T. Higgins, you let Tyler Boyd walk, you draft a wide receiver, and you just hope that whoever you draft ends up being that number two alongside Ja'Marr Chase. So I know a lot of people who like Cincinnati in the futures market. Certainly Burrow was banged up all year. They got off to that shaky start. It was just one of those seasons that really from the start just was never going to go the Bengals' way. The last 2 years that they made the AFC Championship game before this past season, they were relatively healthy, which kind of it tends to catch up with you over the years, and certainly last year it did. But Yeah, I think it's the last year where we're going to see Burrow, Chase, and Higgins all in Bengals uniforms, and it's going to be important that Cincinnati, whatever wide receiver they get, they better be right on it. And normally, if I'm trusting an organization to draft a wide receiver, Bengals are usually towards the top of that list. They have pretty good success with drafting wideouts. So that's how I kind of see it happening with Cincinnati. But I certainly think this is going to be the last year that Higgins is with the Bengals.
I would imagine sometime in the next couple of weeks or months, they get the Ja'Marr Chase deal done, by the way. So just to kind of relieve a little bit of the stress that comes with signing a guy to a long-term deal. I mean, you got to keep Chase and Burrow. That should be relatively obvious. But they're in the middle round, or the middle portion of the first round, PJ. I would think that they go offensive line in the first round. And that's partially because there are a lot of good wide receivers in this NFL draft. And can you imagine them landing a guy like Keon Coleman in the second round, or 6'7" Johnny Wilson in the second round? Like, there's going to be somebody available for them in the second round if they want to go wide receiver that could fill that T. Higgins kind of role. You let him learn for a year, and then when T. Higgins goes elsewhere, you now have a guy that can come in and start to play immediately.
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I'm glad you brought up that contract with Chase and maybe the Bengals getting it done this offseason. Obviously, some of the big news over the weekend was the NFL deciding to expand the salary cap, which is going to be huge for teams. It's going to be $30.6 million more this year than it was last year. Like, Denton, if I'm the Houston Texans, if I'm the Houston Texans, I know it's only been a year, but I mean, is there anyone out there who doesn't think CJ Stroud's going to be good? Like, you know, the price for him is only going to go up. I would think about maybe entertaining a long-term deal with CJ potentially. And again, he's got his rookie year deal, so it's kind of crazy to get something done this early. Yeah, they probably will, but man, you start thinking about that stuff. Obviously, Will Anderson was just defensive rookie of the year as well. So, man, good for the Texans hitting on both their draft picks. And certainly the Bengals will try and lock up Ja'Marr Chase as well. More Sunday's bets on the other side of the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.